Why didn't they laugh?
You suck!
That's not funny.
Let me just double check that you got that this little cord thing works. Yeah, it's just loose. No, I mean the podcast.
Oh, it's brother. Really loose.
Yeah, no, especially with like we have such rabbit hole potential. Usually I have like a lot of things in my back pocket. This one I got no backup shoot.
I'm just happy to be anyone.
Dude, you're so like my bro. Well, you gotta hear this voicemail from my brother. It's like,
are we rolling? That's nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
So the world hears what. Nice. And you
it's not live though.
That's all right. I'm sure that you won't edit.
We don't edit.
I don't like being edited.
I don't either.
That's one of the reasons I don't do anything, because everyone edits.
Yeah,
life is raw. You got to see where it goes.
You want like a 37-hour movie.
If that's what's happening.
But it's only about a period of time that was 34 total hours, because you need 3 hours of commentary.
Yeah.
Just draw on the cans. Listen to my bro. Check this out. So welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh, the podcast dedicated to embracing those silent moments after something fails, and because that's when you can really see your soul. Don't be scared of that. Don't be scared of when they reject you. As Kirk was texting me earlier, the silence means they're listening.
Yeah, if it's real quiet, that means you got them.
By the way, this is Kirk Fox, ladies and gentlemen, one of the... Not just saying this because he's my guest, one of the best comics alive. You got to check out his shit. He's also insanely tall, and I've known him for over a decade. He's seen me at my darkest. He's taken me on hikes when, if I didn't go on a hike that day, there's a chance I would have gained another 10 pounds.
I took him on that hike just to see it crumble.
You liked it a little.
It was healthy for me. It showed me where I could get if I let things go off track.
I was a motivating force for you.
Yeah, you pointed out how lucky I was to be me.
Yeah, and we'd have dogs, and you'd have that giant German Shepherd, and I had the little dog, and it just so represented our psyches at those moments.
That was Hutch. Hutch is gone. What's
Hutch
the problem?
Is gone?
This is a secret. We're out of beer.
It's not on tap.
You can just
in a bottle. Yes or no?
What's on tap?
Pacifico.
You like Pacifico?
Pacifico Bud Light.
Is there Newcastle still?
Newcastle, man.
Let's double that.
How could you come in here and just tell us IPA in a bottle? Then it's not even an IPA. It's just an IP. You don't get the A until it's in a
Or
tap.
You don't get the I. It's just a PA.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So Kirky is just a fucking genius. So I'm glad you're here. And
I don't know where I am, but I got to tell you, I walked through. There was a lot of action going on downstairs.
Yeah, this is at the Hollywood Improv, but this is upstairs.
This is a podcast downstairs also. A lot of
cameras.
There's
a podcast going on downstairs. Steve Byrne is recording right now downstairs.
For what reason?
I don't know. I think because podcasts are kind of...
Are they back? I thought they died. And then I saw you have one, and I thought maybe...
I think just the PR was bad for a while. Because I think it was almost like... Protestantism after the Reformation, like everyone kind of had a version.
Yeah.
And then everyone started being like, well, we can all just have a version and not kill all the peasants.
And people that they can't now?
They're still killing peasants.
Yeah. And everyone can still have a version. But
yeah. But see, I think people are embracing that that's okay. That it's like, if you have a podcast where three people listen and they're all your family, like, fine. There's no overhead.
That's fine.
Exactly.
That could be three too many. Sometimes you just need one.
You like talking into the darkness.
I don't talk there. I live there.
That's amazing. Any good stories lately?
I'm sure we'll get to them. They don't just happen like that.
They do for me. You want to ask me for a good story? I got a lot of them.
I mean, what makes a good story?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very subjective.
I'm working on a TV show, and that's exciting. I get to put on a badge.
Yeah, all your cop stuff always makes me really happy.
So I'm excited to be working.
Have you listened to that detective podcast?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It really made me respect cops.
They should be respected. They're not all bad.
In fact, I think that the job is so hard that by not giving them respect, they become monsters. It's just like teachers.
Got to give them a hug occasionally.
Yeah, and be like, oh yeah, you clean up like dead kids.
But don't hug them if they have guns pointed at you.
Just, no, because then they may shoot you out of fear.
Yeah, you got to pick. You got to pick your moment to hug anybody. You don't just go in when they're armed.
Or just real hostile. Same with teachers. I think that teachers get so little respect that they're like sadistic with kids. Because a good teacher is so good and a bad teacher is so bad. So similar to cops. Like I was doing a sketch thing with the Impractical Jokers today, and Quinn used to be a fireman.
Yeah.
And he was telling stories. I mean, they just like save people's lives.
But that's their job. They better be saving people's lives.
But I mean, he's pulled people out of like, he pulled a guy out of an elevator that was filling with water.
Who hasn't?
Me.
Okay, you got to get out more.
You have not pulled someone out of an elevator filling with water.
It was filling with something. It may not have been water, but there was definitely danger. It was filling with too many people, I'll tell
right,
you that.
Yeah, it was filling with Japanese tourists.
I don't know if they were Japanese, but they were small. There was cameras involved, but I've saved...
They were Japanese then.
I've saved some lives. I don't see color, just like you.
I can't believe the dog's dead.
Hutch.
How did he die?
Hutch went to Sylvester Stallone's brother.
Oh, so he's still alive?
No, and then he died there.
What happened with Stallone's brother?
He just, Hutch wanted, maybe it was Stallone's dad, something. It went to a Stallone and the dog just didn't make it.
Was it because...
And Hutch was a police dog.
But, I mean, German Shepherds also don't live a super long time. I mean, they got bad hips and shit.
Well, they're German.
Yeah.
Their past catches up to them, even the shepherd.
Yeah, because the dogs, you know, they didn't survive that war without some blood on their hands either.
No, they did a lot of damage.
Yeah, they weren't the good boy.
The shepherds went in first. They found a lot of the Jews.
Well, they used to explode the bombs. The Russians used to strap bombs under shepherds and send them under tanks. It's really sad.
They used to send the shepherds to meet up with the dolphins also.
You're obsessed with dolphins.
No, I used to be. I've gotten over it.
Why would you want to get over that?
Because I was molested by one when I was 9.
Is that real?
Why would I make that up?
Like you did just make up that you saved someone from an elevator being filled with water.
No, I didn't say it was water. It was filling with something. Too much weight, and I got some people out.
And if you think about it, Japanese tourists are made mostly of water.
Well, most of us are.
Yeah. Especially the Japanese tourists.
Yeah, because
they're overhydrated.
Well, the tsunami also. They're bringing a lot of that with them.
Yeah.
A lot of them come here on a wave.
Yeah, most Japanese people surfed here.
No, they didn't even surf. They were just taken here. They weren't standing. It was more of just like a tumbleweed effect.
And they
Most of Japan ended up here after the wave.
Is that really true?
Fact. They ended up in that elevator.
We'll
be here all week.
We're like Don Quixote and Sancho Panza. We're chasing windmills, brother.
I got to tell you something. A scene I had yesterday in Rush Hour, I had to refer to Don Quixote.
It's one of the best stories ever written.
And Sancho Panza.
Yeah.
And I said it in a scene, both those words.
I feel like me and you would do a good remake of that, and I'd be the Sancho Panza.
Why don't we?
Because your attitude is so...
Are you saying I have attitude?
You have platitude.
Okay.
No,
is that plenty of attitude?
It's attitude with a penis.
That's
with
not bad.
Girth.
That's it.
No, it's like literally I could say anything. I'd be like, we should go to the moon. You're like, why wouldn't we be there right now? It's
no, but
very empowering.
Why wouldn't we try? It's easy.
There's a lot of reasons not to try to go to the moon.
No, there isn't.
Instant death.
Not if you're in a ship.
How do you get the ship though?
You go to NASA. You tell them who we are. Anyone can go.
Remember Heckle You that we did in 2005?
I still think about it.
That was one of the best times of my life.
It still is the best time of my life.
So Kirk and I are doing this brand-sponsored web series through CBS.
I do not know how I ended up there.
Well, they said, who do you want? I said, Kirky.
They must have really fought you on that.
No, they were into it. I think it was because our eye line finally would match up.
I don't know. I mean, I always play like pedophiles and serial killers and rapists. So I was surprised that Head and Shoulders was like, let's just go with that.
Well, you know that they had an issue with my hair at the time. Like, because I had to do shower scenes to push the brand. And they were like,
I remember that.
Can we like not have someone that doesn't look like an actual dog? Yeah.
I remember.
But it was fun. I mean, the whole plot was that we go to Montana and we have... We affected the course of a basketball season because we were really good hecklers. It was pretty funny.
That could have been wonderful.
That could have been an unbelievable movie.
Too much green screen and not enough us just heckling and making people's lives.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like two brilliant psychiatrists could change a course of a season.
And they have.
Of course they have.
Why wouldn't they?
And then you came up with the idea for fucking Fish and Gamers. It's still one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard.
I have the script. We should probably start shooting it. We can go out to Catalina Island in the next week or so.
Yeah, because we're not really restrained by technology anymore.
Nobody is. You just made a documentary on your phone.
Yeah.
While you were half asleep.
With iMovie.
You can call it what you want.
But it's more like us movie.
It's more like me movie and then you watch.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Elements.
Some you didn't.
No, I liked it a lot.
Thanks.
I really, I watched it today.
Oh, good.
And I was amazed that it could actually be done.
Yeah, for those of you that want to see, it's called 60minutes7days.com.
I like the photos. I like how you started talking about how big your dick was as a baby.
Yeah, firstborn.
But then I was thinking to myself, what if your dick was huge as a baby, but then stayed that size?
You just grew into it?
No, your body grew, but your dick stayed the same size.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it happened, but I'm saying I know for a fact it's possible.
Yeah. And your ears stay the same.
Is that true?
Why would I lie about that?
I felt my baby kick today, and it seemed powerful.
Was it yours?
Yeah. Well, if it turns out black, me and Amy are going to have a serious conversation.
Like what? How serious would that conversation be? More so on your half? I asked this because I had a talk show, and this came up a lot.
Well, this is the deal. I'm so, right now, very happy in the relationship that there would be a beat when I would be like, oh my God, someone had sex with her while she was asleep. Because I wouldn't immediately think.
But that happens a lot.
I wouldn't immediately think.
You can't.
But then, I mean, statistically speaking, it would mean she just was having an affair with a black man.
Yeah.
But
if she was asleep at the time, then you can't be as mad as you would if she was awake looking for him.
But part of me would almost be like, Hispanic black is an even better combo.
Yeah.
So I might just absorb it.
And you're looking for an out. I mean, you'd love this to end.
I'm actually into it.
You say that. You've convinced yourself that this is the best time of your life. I saw the documentary.
Yeah.
It was a cry for help.
You think?
Fuck. Yeah. It wasn't about comedy.
It was a cry for hang.
It was just a cry.
Want to know what it was? It was a cry for sure. But it was a cry. I think it was more cry. Just how I don't think enough people understand what we go through as comedians. I just wanted to really depict it. I think that like it's almost like women.
You think they do now because of that?
No, 500 people total have seen it. So those people know. But I have only thumbs ups, 40 thumbs ups, no thumbs downs.
That's not bad.
Facebook, I got 5K, but that stat is off because people don't. If you don't watch the whole thing, it still counts.
I wouldn't be doing anything for numbers.
Well, I don't think you understand. I'm on the spectrum. It's you do everything for numbers when you're on the spectrum.
Yeah, if you want to be.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where you start being like my dad, God bless him, but he still is like saving money like he's broke, and he's like, we'll never have to work again. And he's still going to work every day, like frantically trying to. It's just a number.
He's doing something
He lives in a $70,000 home comfortably with my mom. And he still is like, what could happen? It's like a number. It's just a number. And people are like that with Twitter followers and video hits and stuff. It's this weird correlation with approval that doesn't even really exist.
I just wanted to talk to you tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't know that we'd have these two guys. To me, it's a bonus. Like, wow, this is twice as many people as I thought would hear us.
Well, if you count all the listeners, that's three more people.
I don't want to count them. That's their problem.
No, I count you guys.
This is about us.
Okay, do you want to hear the voicemail of the review of the documentary that my brother sent me?
No, it's not going to matter what I say question.
You have no idea. You have no idea how similar you two are because you both have this, like, bizarrely hostile version of being a rabbi where you answer a question with another slightly more hostile question. You know what I mean? It's like, what's the meaning of life? It's like, what do you think it is? Like, that's the rabbi. But you and my brother are like, I'm just glad I'm alive, man. Have you seen my keys? It's like, it's, I call it a rack focus.
Nice.
Where it's like you get out of your, it's perfect though. That's why me and him are best friends, because I need him. Because I'll just look at the same thing all day, which is why I'll like make something, and then he'll remind me why I should leave my room. Like, he'll be like, I'm like, how are your kids? He's like, not dead. And for a while I thought that
was...
When was
the last time you asked him that?
I still ask him, and for a while I thought
it was...
Because
it's going to change eventually.
Eventually it'll
that
just
answer.
Be... Yeah, it'll be
one of them
died.
So yeah. Just enjoy it until then.
Yeah, well, that's what he says. He had to go see a shrink because for a while I thought he was being unnecessarily morbid. And then he told me that he was so overprotective and so like crazy.
Is this the lumberjack?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs help.
that he had to start doing something to get his, like, to keep him in reality, because he'd just be like, well, I hope she's okay. I mean, and then he had to just be like, well, she's not dead, so one day at a time. Like, he's one day at a time guy. Okay, so check out. This is his response. By the way, it took him like 3 days to watch it, and he's a main part of it, if that says anything about my Northern European heritage family that is very cold but loving. Let's see what we got here.
Brother, just finished the documentary. I love it. It's like beautiful. It's like beautifully done. It'd be like perfect. It's like one of those perfect documentaries when it's like 3 a.m. and you came back from the bar and you're like hammered, but still like you're still like thoughtful hammered. You like have lots of thoughts. You can still talk, but no one's around. And you flip a few channels and that comes on and you're like, especially if it's like a commercial free channel. I don't know if they have those. That's when you're like, I just watched the greatest documentary at the most perfect time of my life. And then you'd never be able to find it again at all because you weren't like in like good memory hammered.
It's going down a rabbit hole.
The music.
I've never wanted to kill myself
moving.
As much as I have at
like,
this moment.
I mean, I even separated that it's my brother watching, you know, not. I think I should have been in it more probably.
Valid
like,
point.
Probably 6 more minutes.
A
little bit more with the being a real man part. But I'm man enough to not really care.
Oh, he cares.
He's about to admit it.
Although I'm also a liar.
See how you guys
have. I'll tell the truth about it.
And now I
loved it. Like, you got to go back to Patrick and like your friends, even though Patrick's the only one from that crew, which is actually kind of funny.
Weird side job on that one.
Mom, dad. The dogs digging in the sand.
Is this actually longer than the documentary?
I mean, a good documentary, I think you can just turn the sound off. And
I'm into
enjoy.
It.
No, I like it.
You know, I guess there's a word for that, the cinematography.
Close
like
enough.
Striking. You wear seatbelts weird. I thought you weren't wearing a seatbelt at one point when you were driving with Kevin.
We're both on the
spectrum. And I started to worry that, like, why wouldn't you? Were you going to be a dad? And then I realized that, like, you wear seatbelts like a bra, like cougar ladies. I'm just assuming that probably they wear like the strap off the shoulder. Or middle school kids.
Seductive.
Sometimes these students try to like.
Is this a recording or is he talking to you?
No, this is a voicemail.
Like, okay. Seatbelts off your shoulder a little.
I just saw you called him and said, "What's up?"
Awkward, seductive seatbelt thing. At the
end, going down a bit of a seatbelt rabbit hole.
I'm wondering about like what really matters is the people that want to grab a bite to eat with you.
That's a good point.
After the show, that's like. Anyone that can, who doesn't have to go to work.
It's a valid
like
point.
I've been to your shows, like almost everyone would be like, "Yeah, let's keep going." And but maybe not.
Is he also tapping on Morris code?
Amy might be one of the few people that don't want to grab a bite to eat after the show because she's seen like a million shows and tired.
That's actually a very good point. He just found the one of the things of the doc that was when I said the people that want to hang after the show, and I had a picture of my wife. She's actually one of the least people that would want to hang after a show. She wants
to go to
bed. But
that's how you ended it.
Want to know why? Because I was running out of storage space. This is a true story. I made so many errors in that. I misspelled the word four. There's 3 letters in that word.
Yeah, I thought that was by choice.
No, it wasn't. I want people to think it's by choice now. But my computer kept crashing. Like, literally, I was like, come on. And I just put in, like, hundreds of hours in this because I was the only editor.
I loved it. I told you. I thought it inspired me. I should do more with my phone.
But I like it almost didn't fucking get made. It like I had to just. There's a lot of things I wanted to do. Like at the very end.
At some point, you have to finish something so you can move on.
Yeah, and my computer was literally not allowing me. It kept saying disk full. So I deleted everything. I deleted all my apps. I was basically on a sinking ship just throwing shit overboard until I had like no more, nothing on my computer except this fucking thing. And at the very end, it almost didn't let me do it, so I couldn't fix the word four.
You were just one letter short.
I was, and it's 59 minutes long. It's very metaphorical to the whole situation.
I thought it was great.
Thanks, bud.
It was so much better than I thought it would be.
Honestly?
Because it was only, it seemed like 2 days ago where you said, hey, will you send me a joke question?
Yeah, I wanted a quick turnaround because I was referencing Halloween a lot.
Yeah.
So I didn't want it to be like March.
I liked it.
Hey,
I watched it today, man. I gave you an hour of my life.
I appreciate that.
I'd like 40 minutes of it back.
I'll give you
So that was your brother.
I'll just take more.
That was your brother.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Nice guy.
Now
I like him.
You were very critical
of
the length of his voicemail.
No, I thought
you said you wanted to end your own life.
Well, it was just so soothing. I've never felt that comfortable.
Right.
Now, and when I die, I'd like to feel that I will be this relaxed.
I see. How
I didn't say I was ending it because it's killing me. I was like, this would be a good out.
You could have been a lawyer.
I still can.
I don't know if you'd have the patience for law school at this point.
You don't think I have the patience?
For law school?
For
you
anything.
You know how fucking boring that is?
Not the way I'd do it.
What would you do? How would you go to law school?
Shorts. A lot of shorts.
Do you think exposing your knees is more exciting than not exposing knees?
I'd expose everything.
So now
I'd let one ball hang low, Sergio Tacchini shorts. Go in there with an old briefcase that belonged to my dad and just learn law and practice in shorts.
The way to get through law school is to expose yourself to the class.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And then back it up with a valid argument.
Law. I'm a few bad decisions away from being the guy in the subway being like, look at my dick.
A few?
Three.
One.
Three.
Be one. Be one decision. Don't do three shitty little ones. Just do one decision that ends
you.
No, but
how does one decision could get you in jail, dead, doesn't get you on a subway whacking off. That's three decisions.
That's you. I can do it in one.
Give me the decision that would get you on a subway whacking.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go on a subway and jack off. One decision, and then I just make it happen.
I think, but that would just be out of spite to this conversation.
No. It's something I've thought about doing.
You would have done it by now.
No, I've been busy. I've had some shit going on that
you could have ended my documentary early and had a subway whack if you really wanted to.
No, man. I wanted to talk about it tonight.
You could have done it in a Subway sandwich shop. I think that's only two choices away.
Oh, are we not talking about a Subway?
No, I'm talking an actual Subway.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking sandwiches.
Yeah, because actual Subway, I think, is probably the most threatening place you could possibly jerk off.
During lunch?
Rush hour.
Not bad. Good time.
Morning commute?
Why not?
Because, I mean, everyone has enough energy at that point to really engage.
I saved my chi, though. I'm not going to be jacking it off.
What's going on with your love life? Anything good?
Well, is it ever really good? I mean, I'm still trying to love.
Question with amplified intensity question?
Was it amplified? It seemed to be the same tone. You might hear it louder because we're in headphones.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm still trying to love. She sure loves me.
Yeah. Why do you think dudes like us have hurdles when it comes to just love?
Because we're just built to hunt and fuck.
Just hunters.
We're not supposed to be just tied down.
But what if... The reason I think me and her are clicking so well is she accepts my nature.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's led you to believe she accepts it.
You think? You're negative tonight.
What? This is positive. I got a twinkle. I'm just trying
You've seen me literally dry heaving on Runyon Canyon with my little dog.
Yeah, you seem a lot better now.
Yeah, but then you were like more positive to me. You're like, this is where you got to be.
Yeah. And now I'm telling you, this is where you got to be. You're at the right spot. You're going to create. It better be. You're deep in it. You got a ring on your finger. You're creating life. You're going to be a great dad.
I made life with my
That's
pop.
Why I had a talk show. We'll be right back. That's why I was canceled. I was ending marriages.
What? Yeah, tell me about some of that shit. So you must have seen some shit.
I saw a lot of shit. I have PTSD right now. I got tinnitus from the show.
That's true.
We did 150 episodes.
Year and a half. That pace is nuts.
I ended a lot of marriages, united families, pissed a lot of people off, saved probably 40 lives.
You're literally the angel Gabriel.
Part of that. I'm Gabriel. There's no angel.
Do you think that's a good name for my kid, Gabriel?
No.
Jack?
No. Here's something.
Wolfgang?
I would name the kid Emoji.
Okay, now you're not on the you're not on the decision panel anymore.
Because of that?
I just think Emoji is one of those choices that would get me whacking off on a subway.
Well, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to tell you what I think, because I actually, and I told you this, I think I mentioned it at the Comedy Store, I met a couple.
Yeah.
And they were Japanese.
Okay.
And they named their baby Emoji. That's the name of their child. And I thought to myself, that kid better have a shitload of expressions.
Yeah.
And then someone would be like, what's wrong with your kid? You'd be like, look it up.
It's like where? It's like any phone.
Yeah, just look it up. What's wrong with your kid?
Be like, he has hearts shooting out of his eyes. He's in love.
Yeah. He's feeling something.
Well, Japanese people are almost like black people, like the opposite of black people. Like black people name their kids like really long words that no one knows what it means. Like Shaquintisha?
I know what that means.
Of course you do. But Japanese people...
No, that's three names. There was a girl on my show, Shaquintisha.
You barely could even remember what I just said.
Well, I'm trying to block it out. I told you I went through war on that show. Shaquintisha, your mom made sequins.
And Japanese people name their kid like ice cream or like Barbie or Bambi.
Well, it's things that bring back good memories.
Yeah. They're very animated, Japanese people.
By choice.
Yeah, they're very fun to be around.
Well,
they're nice.
Not always.
You don't think?
No.
Well, are you referring to World War II?
Well, a few things. That elevator.
Oh, that you had to rescue those people out of?
Just one. But some shit was going down.
Real, what's the Japanese move of, like, were they punching him or?
There was an elevator that was filling with people.
Japanese people.
Mostly Japanese. And there was a young man in the corner that seemed to be getting beaten up by everyone else.
Yeah.
So I pulled this kid out.
And what did he thank you for it?
Yeah, he said, you saved my life. They were going to kill me.
I don't believe any of that.
That's your problem. You have a doubting problem. A man can't save a life?
No, I believe you saved. You probably have saved lives.
Many.
You're from San Diego. I'm sure you've saved people out of the ocean.
I have.
I honestly do believe that. You're a pro tennis player. You're one of the most fascinating people on the planet.
Tell me about it.
But I don't think that you saved anyone from a wave of Japanese people in an elevator.
I said they weren't all Japanese. It wasn't a tsunami
of people. I do believe it now, because Japanese people in a group are usually very docile.
Not this group, man. They were moving fast. They were wilding.
What does wilding mean?
It means when a group of people, 15 to 20, just run around tackling, hurting, robbing, raping. It's called wilding.
So
it was big in New York in the 80s, and I guess 2 years ago it was big in this elevator.
That was also 99% of human existence.
I'm just telling you what it's called.
Have you been on the road lately?
I haven't left L.A. in 3 years.
What? Never?
No.
Why?
Because I don't like the road. First of all, I'm too tall to travel. I don't want to deal with drunks. I like the Comedy Store. I have a parking spot.
Right.
I had a talk show for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now I'm on rush hour. Why would I go on the road where there's a chance to get hurt?
That's a good point.
Do you like the road? Everything you say about the road gives me anxiety.
I do like the road. I think that's how I can write. If I wrote exclusively in LA, I don't think my jokes would hold up. Because that would just, everything would be about like fucking avocados.
Nothing wrong with that pit.
I think you got to dig in Toledo sometimes. Get heckled by a dude with Down syndrome.
I know.
True story, 2 weeks ago.
Who won?
He did. And that's genuine, and I was trying to battle.
They got the angle. How Downs?
Very. Barely could speak, but he gave me the bird for no reason.
Oh, there was a reason.
No, I could tell. There was literally, he just enjoyed the like he just enjoyed holding his finger up. He probably saw it on a movie
or
something.
So that was the reason. He just found joy
exactly.
in the bird.
Exactly. That's why I couldn't flip him, because there was no hate in it. So he really did win. Because when someone heckles me, I salivate, because they'll always lose because they've already exposed. It's the absolute value. It's like physics. It's like you've already exposed that you're weak. Unless you don't, you're doing it just to enjoy it.
I just flip it. Like, you suck. I know. I do. Thank you. Thank you. So you're right.
Right.
What else? And then they're done.
What else?
Yeah. Because then it's just abusive.
Yeah, but they're right. At times I do suck, and it's nice to be.
But don't you ever want to like absorb it like that, but then dig into them?
Too easy.
You think?
You got a microphone. We have skill, height, beauty. We're going to just attack a drunk.
Yeah, but don't you have to sometimes make an example of them?
I don't need to.
Interesting. Interesting.
Because I go too deep.
Explain.
When I start to cut into someone, it fucking...
It gets weird.
Well, yeah. The whole room goes quiet for about an hour. People start thinking about their lives.
And it's a 45-minute set, too.
Which probably
15. The other 15, like, they're just still sitting there thinking about it.
I have a tendency to, I go dark. So
give me an example. Will you give an example?
Of what?
Just like, let's say you got heckled, like a over-the-top darkness that was unnecessarily brought by a younger Kirk Fox that didn't know to keep his shit inside.
You know, there'd be the promise of death. Going to fuck you. Wait for me after this set. We can discuss it in the parking lot.
Oh, you like took it to the real world.
As opposed to just the mic?
Yeah, or like just some sort of like...
Like I tell them I'll follow them home.
Right.
And make them hear my set for what it really is. You know, it gets dark.
Would you ever actually follow someone home?
I have.
Did you Periscope it?
No. I don't Periscope people.
Your periscopes are actually really engaging. It's like watching a real TV show, hunting serial killers.
The guy I was hunting turned out to be Neil Falls.
Who's that?
He was a serial killer who he'd killed the women that I was investigating. But he got shot in the face in South Carolina. About 3 months ago, trying to kill someone else.
Wow. Did you help out the investigation?
There was help from my side.
I legit believe it. I'm not laughing.
Why would you not? Just be. I'm surprised you doubted the elevator.
The elevator thing is no way.
What?
Because I don't think you would know someone is trapped by Japanese people in an elevator, because there's no way to see in the elevator. It's a closed door.
It opened. I was going in.
Right.
Saved a life.
Oh, just by like standing near him and like intimidating the Japanese?
I went in there with my height and said, back off from the kid. And they moved.
I believe that. I was picturing Jaws of Life situation.
I can barely get out of bed in the morning. How am I going to open an elevator door? What's the problem here?
Get more beers.
You getting beers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
You notice you're drinking Pacifico and not Newcastle? They were out of both the IPA and the Newcastle.
Yeah, we knew. I knew.
I'll go to the other bar to get you IPA.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, man.
He's a great guy.
Brian. Yeah, for him.
He's a great dude.
If you think so.
Do you ever go to San Diego anymore?
I should go more.
Yeah, you're a real San Diego guy. I like the pride you have in it.
I should go more, but when my mom and dad died, it kind of took the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Okay. One thing I've always loved about you is how highly you speak of your parents.
They were the best.
Yeah, I don't like it when comics just always trash their family.
That's my problem, is I have nothing to complain about.
Right.
So that is one of my problems with stand-up, is that I'm fine.
Right.
Everything's cool. But no one wants to hear how great your day was. So as a result, I have to talk about moths or crickets or G.I. Joes, just shit that seems to be important to me.
I think like I'm happier and healthier these days and writing better than when I was actually sad. I think I wrote garbage sometimes.
Yeah.
It's coming from such a weird place of like neediness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are never strong points.
Yeah. Cause I almost because like it's needed them.
It's mopey.
Yeah. And I needed the crowd to laugh or else I was sad. And now I don't think I need the laughter as much as I need a joke to work.
Yeah. Now it's science now for you. Your jokes are a lot better.
Thanks, bud.
They're more specific, laser beam, and you'll work through them. You'll massage them. You're not gonna bail on a premise now if it doesn't work, because you'll realize that you just got to find a different way in.
Yeah,
you're a great comedian.
I've lately been obsessed over race though, and I think that's a bit of an Achilles heel. I should probably just let it go. But like, why can white people not say things that other people can't?
Can they not?
Well, I mean, you can, and I'll plow through it. I mean, I'll drop some hard shit on stage, but like, it doesn't feel as consensual. The crowd isn't like as on board as if I talk about traffic and dogs for the rest of my life.
Race is a tricky lane to dance in, but
what do you think the reason is for that?
Because everyone's dying because of race. There's war. I mean, if you turn on the news, someone's pissed about something. Black on white, Muslim. I mean, the whole world right now is tipping instead of just figuring out that we're all just.
Do you think it's really tipping, or do you think it's going the other way and they're reaching for straws?
It's tipping, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, FBI.org, raw data, violence is going down every year since the 70s.
Why? Because they say it?
I mean, homicides in this country, every year it goes down.
No.
Fact.
Bullshit fact.
No.
It's going up, man.
No, because everyone's taking their shit from like articles on Facebook and not actual stats.
I know what actual stats are.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a talk show. I know everything that's real. Murder's up. Everything's up.
It's not.
It's tipping, man.
Dude, it's not tipping.
They just don't want you to think it's tipping.
They'll even admit it's not tipping. Like, cortisol, they try to make you scared so you fucking click on the shit.
On cortisol?
No, your brain chemical. Dude, that's one thing.
Thank
Listen,
you, sir. I like your style.
You may have saved that poor boy from those Japanese people in the elevator, but I will not cave on that.
That kid probably went on to kill somebody.
You think?
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have saved him.
See, I think that's a negative worldview.
Of whose?
I think that the fact you assumed that the child you saved is now a murderer with no data.
I may have been kidding. Or I have data.
Do you have data?
A little.
How's Rush Hour? Tell me about it.
It's good. I play a detective. I'm fighting crime.
Yeah.
Justin Hires and John Fu are the lead guys.
What's the channel?
CBS.
Wow. You're going to hit some numbers on that.
If that's what you want me to do.
Yeah.
It'll be on in January. Wendy Malick plays the captain.
That's cool.
And she's awesome. And
yeah.
Amy Garcia is in there.
You were really funny on Parks and Recreation.
I had fun there. Sewage Joe just sent a dick pics trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Playing at the toilet party. Same attitude as this guy. No different. But you seem to have a problem with me, but not Sewage Joe.
Right.
Same guy. I'm a lover. I'm about love, man. Just want to make the world a better place.
Every one dick pic at a time.
One dick pic at a time.
Like, you could justify anything.
Why wouldn't I be able to?
You literally could be caught with like a dirty bomb and you're like, of course I have this. It's the holidays. Like, you would just
And it's not as dirty as it could be.
Exactly.
Just be happy it's not really dirty. Like, this is a dirty bomb that'll kill 1,000. I have the capability of killing 1,000,000.
So therefore you've actually saved 999,000 people's lives.
Yeah. So I'm a good guy.
Totally. You save lives by killing 1,000 people with a dirty bomb.
You should be lucky I have only one dirty bomb.
Yeah.
I had access to 12.
Yeah, and you cleaned a few up and sent them back to college.
Yeah.
Should we?
Yes, should we? For sure.
Should we
Why would
a game
we not?
Called, let's get Kirk to dig his way out of an insane fucking situation.
Haven't we already? How did I get upstairs here?
Let me think. Yeah, I know you. I can already. I mean, you already will just be able to. There's no
reason. Of course.
You're getting a little cocky.
What?
I'll think of something. All right. You're Bill Cosby. You just got accused of, for sure, drugging and raping 50 women.
Only 50? It could have been 1,000. Mm-hmm. I had access to 1,000. 50?
Right.
Cut me some slack.
Okay, so there, all right, you got to give another argument because that was your dirty bomb one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it applies to everything.
That's true. Only. So it's the capability thing.
Yes.
I like that. So you think that applies?
You always got to have one out.
Got to always have an out. Is there a situation with no out?
Nope.
Well, that answers.
Did you think it would be more complicated?
I did. There's got to be a No, because you can always do the, I could have done more.
No.
What if?
It's, you can always do less.
Oh, you mean less damage?
Yes.
Let's say you, yeah, no. You're, yeah, that's the always, it's literally infallible.
Thank you.
Because if you, you could set fire to a school and you could be like,
could have been a bigger school.
For the high school. Yeah, yeah. That's brilliant.
There were some bad kids.
You get caught.
You don't think all those parents love their children? You don't think there's a few parents that are fucking glad their kid didn't make it home that day?
You convince me you're a hero.
I am
only
a hero.
Killing those kids.
Fuck yeah. Those kids. And it wasn't a private school. This was public.
I know.
And most of those kids would end up fucking killing their friends.
Yeah, and you're also an environmentalist. It's like everyone wants to talk about a carbon
footprint.
Dude,
I'm not burying them. I'm just throwing them out. Letting nature take its course.
Exactly.
You're raising stocks.
Yeah, you're helping real estate. Supply and demand.
Farmland.
That's some dark shit.
Is it dark or is it light?
I don't think you can ever have a debate if you don't have any givens.
Bring some givens.
Killing kids is dark.
Really? Happens every day.
Right. No, I know.
And then we deal with it.
I like playing the game of perspective. My dad is a rhetoric professor, so this is my whole childhood.
Super. Mine too.
No,
my dad was a handyman.
I know. Raya. Ria. Raya.
Raya.
That's one of the coolest stories ever.
Raya.
Deep sand, San Diego.
Every day, trudged in the deep sand. Toward the end, he had probably 200 people following him every day, trudging in the deep sand.
Wow.
Get out of bed, stand on your head, take a deep breath, and say love. I'm the product of nothing but love. That's why killing these kids is important.
Right, because you have to balance everything out.
It's not my, I didn't ask for the gifts.
You didn't create the math equation.
No. Just here to make the numbers fit.
You would make an incredible, like, archangel.
And I did.
You didn't, though.
Did I not?
You just convinced me. Like, I'm starting to believe.
Not, am I not a dark angel?
How are you not a cult leader?
Maybe I am.
Bro, I'd be in. And I have a powerful will. But I believe I'm sitting next to an archangel right now.
I can take you wherever you need to go.
I believe you.
And I got to be honest with you. I'd like you with me.
I just deleted my Uber app.
As you should have.
Because I don't need a ride anymore. He'll take me anywhere I need to go.
Exactly. We're already on our way.
I won't delete Lyft yet, though.
I think you should.
I've never even used Lyft.
So why is it there? Just filling up space.
Yeah.
You would have spelled four correctly if Lyft wasn't on your computer.
That's fucking true.
I don't make this shit up. I'm a numbers guy.
I know. It's weird. It's weird when you have to delete files and you like see what you really care about.
Yeah. That's why I don't have any files to begin with.
You have files.
I do not.
I've seen shorts you've made.
Like gone.
The one of the cricket.
Deleted.
You deleted cricket?
Why do I need to keep that? I had its moment.
So like that's like that Buddhist thing where they make those like very insanely amazing art pieces and then they just blow it away.
I can walk away right now. I don't need this phone. This was just directions to get here.
What keeps you in comedy?
What keeps me in comedy?
Yeah, like why not bail?
I have bailed, basically.
I think about bailing from time to time.
But I have bailed. I haven't done the road in 3 years. I don't really care about the laughter.
Really? You shot a special though.
It's not that special. I haven't seen it. How special can it be? I shot an hour special a year ago, and I haven't even seen a clip. I don't think I'm that fascinated with comedy.
Your half hour, you had to shoot right after experiencing a personal tragedy. How'd you deal with that?
It seemed to be inspiring.
Yeah, because you just murdered. Was it the day your mother passed away?
It was. I was in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
With Marc Maron.
Yeah.
And I had actually somehow won the Aspen Comedy Festival. New faces. And
I was with you.
And I was an old man.
I was with you. We had a blast.
We did have a good time.
We had a blast.
That was a good time.
We bonded on the bus.
That was fun.
Yeah.
God, it was cold. I wasn't prepared. I just had a little leather jacket.
You killed.
I was funny. But because of that, they sent Marc Maron and I over to Edinburgh.
Nice.
And we stayed in the same apartment together. And we did 26 shows, I think, where I did a half hour. He did a half hour. I didn't get a laugh for 26 shows. And I was okay with it. And Mark was so good because he was
13 hours of silence with Kirk Fox.
Yeah, it was good. But those people came out of there learning something.
Right.
That it's okay to suck.
Yeah.
You can still get some stage time in Edinburgh. But while I was there, my mom died. And I kept doing some shows. And they were still just as not funny. And then I flew to New York and taped that half hour.
Yeah.
Like right a few days later.
That's crazy.
But she would have
she would have
wanted me to.
For sure.
But the hardest part about that half hour is when I walked out to do it, I hit my head on the door jamb.
Oh my God.
So I was literally in a concussion state.
Yeah.
Like I was bleeding, they had to ice it and get the swelling down. But I had a little bit of Tourette's. And I said, you know, like 500 times, kind of, you know.
Yeah, I go, I know what you're saying.
But it was, and I realized it was because I'd never done it since. And it was really just a little Tourette's.
Was it, you think, from the emotional or from the head hit?
A little bit of the head hit. And I was probably a little emotional or tired. I hadn't slept.
I mean, I can't imagine.
I hadn't slept in 48 hours.
You're like a fucking Navy SEAL.
At that moment, I was.
Yeah.
Because I just planted my feet and plowed through those jokes. And I've never done any of them since. And they were pretty good.
Yeah.
But the problem, you know, they were mostly just jokes. They were just, they may have well have been knock-knock jokes. I mean, I did a whole, most of them were all bullshit. But I was a good enough seller that I managed to pull it off. But after 30 days in Edinburgh, I wasn't feeling my comedy at all.
Really?
Because I was watching Mark really talk about some shit. And I was like, fuck, I'm not talking about shit. I'm talking about Kobe beef and dolphin rape and shit, condoms with the tip cut off, headless horse. You know, I was like, fuck, and these are just, as old as I was and as smart as I was, I should have been talking about something a little more personal.
Right.
So when I was done with those jokes, I was like, all right, I'm fucking done. Let's just try. It's hard for me because the shit I want to talk about is...
To get personal?
Dark.
Right.
Too dark.
But I've seen you say some dark shit and like kill though.
Well, because I say with a twinkle.
Right.
They don't know it's real.
They don't know it's real should be the next title of your fucking special. They don't know it's real. That's amazing. Yeah, for me, the racial thing started creeping in when I toured with Sullivan and Son for 3 years, and it was a black guy, an Arab guy, and an Asian guy, and me. And it was just racial joke. Only dogs in traffic, racial joke. And it was every single night for years and years. And so I was like, fuck this. So that's why there's no like hate in it, obviously, but it's just like to not.
But when you say your jokes are becoming.
Not racial, just saying something is like just being like, and this black dude was like just any racial reference makes people uncomfortable.
Even saying black dude is bad.
Yeah. You can say Asian all day long. You can fucking go like anything like that's why it's fascinating me. And I can't get it out of my head because it's not race. It's specific races and it shifts. Based on like what's happening in the news and all, it's like
I know
there's no like truth. There's no like this is how we treat people. It's like this, compared to the rhetoric of this morning's Twitter, you can say this. It's fucking crazy to me.
It's a tricky world, man.
It is.
It's tipping.
Where do you think it's going? What's the end game here? You can get dark, man. This is
get dark. I'm just telling you, where's it going? There's gonna be a war.
With who?
Everyone.
Just wilding out?
Yeah.
Just wilding?
It's just going to be a big fight, man.
I think we're becoming too, like, emasculated to really fight anymore. I think it's going to be all like...
Well, I didn't say it was going to be a bloody
like
fight.
Like, capital fight, cyber fight, that type of shit.
It's just gonna get ugly.
You don't think it could swing back?
No.
What do you think causes it? What's the root?
Traffic.
You think population? But, like, there's vast spaces all over the world.
That's where we should be.
Like Utah, Wyoming.
Why wouldn't we be there?
Why aren't we there?
We should go.
Because, I mean, I understand cities started because
of ports. Where do you want to raise your kid? The city?
Lake Placid.
Get him there.
Yeah, my brother, Saranac Lake. Yeah, he's up there. He's about to have his third kid. I think about it all the time.
He should stop.
You think?
From what I've heard.
No, but see that. No, but that's the thing about my brother is his high energy level. No, he's the only fine. Dad I know that isn't exhausted. I've said that my fucking doc.
I like him. He seems awesome.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He needs someone to talk to.
Me.
Exactly. I could tell by the message.
No, but he'll have like an 8-person rotation a night that he calls and sees if they can talk. And I rarely answer my phone just because I just
keep my number off his list.
You guys that have good talks, man.
I know. I miss him.
Do you think you have bipolar disorder?
No, I have a 186. No, I know. I have a 186 IQ.
Really?
That's pretty high. Same as my weight.
I believe that. That's less believable than Japanese, but I believe it because I know how smart you are.
I definitely have some obsessive, I have a real strong focus.
Yeah. Things you're like the Eye of Sauron.
I like things to be lined up.
Yeah.
Like if I'm working tomorrow on Rush Hour, I'd be in a tunnel vision right now. I wouldn't really be into this because I'd be learning my lines and just trying to convince myself.
Well, you're a professional tennis player. Tell me how to get to that point. Like, how long did you play? Like, how many hours a day and shit?
8 hours a day from 12 to 30, just about. I mean, I just lived on the tennis court. Tennis has been my whole life.
Yeah, like, obsession is actually, like, good. It's great to become great at something, but then it's kind of tough in relationships.
Yeah, but you got to decide what's more important.
Right.
You know, Pete Sampras would just duct tape his windows and sleep and play tennis. Everything crumbled.
Yeah, you see that with a lot of these guys. I mean, Beethoven went deaf, but that was from syphilis, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, he wrote a song about it.
He did. He wrote Ode to Joy Deaf. I mean, that's a ballsy move.
Yeah.
Ode to Joy.
It's almost like your documentary.
It is. You still think that was a cry for help?
No. Except the happiest seemed to be when you were talking about how great it felt to bomb.
Yeah. I mean, we all have a little masochism in us.
Yeah. It was like...
I think that's one of the reasons I did it, is because there's no way you can write an hour in a week. It was like a fact failure mission. So I almost wanted to like feel that.
Yeah, but you knew you wouldn't get a golden hour.
I think I may get 30 seconds out of it.
Yeah, but that's 30 you didn't have.
Right. It's true.
I mean, I feel the same way. Like if I have a great tweet or a few great tweets and I connect them together into one joke, I mean, that to me is victory. I mean, that joke you like about the car wash and the duct tape, you know, they were just individual tweets at some point. And then I realized, oh, shit, I can connect them into one joke.
Right.
I mean, I think the joke is kind of... I saw a girl hitchhiking the other day. It's nice to see women out there trying to connect again. You know, they should just rename that "Kill Me." I mean, who's climbing into a car with a complete stranger? It's like, where are you going? Morgue. Oh shit! I'm going right past her. Let me go ahead and pop the trunk. There's some duct tape in there. Go ahead and get started. I'll catch up after my set at the Comedy Store. And then I say, you know, duct tape probably was originally called abduction tape.
It's an abbreviation.
But they just weren't hitting the homeowners and plumbers. Just a lot of serial killers. But they used 2 or 3 feet tops. And then the rest, evidence locker.
Abduction tape.
Genius.
That's genius,
and,
bro.
And then I say, and then there's a beat. And I say, you know, and I saw something. And I saw a 24-hour car wash. You know, I've never seen a 24-hour car wash. Then I thought to myself, if you're washing your car at 4 a.m., you just killed a hitchhiker.
Yeah.
If I was a cop, that's where I'd work. I'd work at the 24-hour car wash.
Yeah, they come right
from
to
4
you.
To 5 a.m. and arrest everyone washing their goddamn car. It's like, what are you doing? Just wash. Open the trunk, motherfucker. Duct tape body. Fuck, how'd you know? Scanner. Heard it on the scanner. But
that's a great bit.
But those were five separate tweets.
Yeah, and 1 year of your life, because that's used to kill. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, dude, abduction tape might be one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Well, it is one of the funniest.
Like, it's an abbreviation of abduction. It's D-U-C-T. It's right there. Yeah.
But that's what I realized is that, fuck, I got 10,000 tweets. So now I'm trying to organize these tweets into a new hour.
I know. I love that about, you ever get a fave star just so you can see your best ones in a row?
Yeah.
I did that for a song. I wanted to write an advice song, and what better than Twitter? Because a lot of times you just like have some insight that you just tweet.
I mean, I had a tweet the other day. I was driving down to San Diego, and the tweet was, it just popped in my head because I had bought some camouflage pants.
Of course you did.
I did, but I can't find them.
That's hilarious.
And then I realized, oh shit, they're better than I thought.
That's amazing.
But then it's like, you know, but it's my fault. I got a lot of plants in my apartment and I have some green shag carpet, but you know, hopefully I'll find them when I, you know.
It's so funny,
lay the wood floors. But that was a tweet.
Yeah.
That I was like, fuck. And I did it on stage and then I built a little world around it. Because you can't just say a tweet. That's 5 seconds.
Right.
You have to realize a tweet is either going to be a setup or a punch.
Yeah.
And if it's if you get 100 favorites, fuck, there's something there. And then you got to find out.
Yeah, you literally have free marketing research.
That's why I do it.
It's literally like companies pay millions of dollars to get what you get for free on Twitter.
And I really use it. I like Twitter a lot. I mean, I'll tweet 4 or 5 a day.
At Kirk Fox.
At Kirk Fox. I am Kirk Fox.
Oh, it's I am Kirk Fox?
No, I just meant I am Kirk Fox. But it's at Kirk Fox. And I just, when you said it.
You're fucking great at Twitter. I've hit or misses. I'll either spiral, like, I overfocus on Uber facts. Like, I'll respond to 100 in a row. And then people start, like, this one girl the other day was just like, are you okay? Because I just couldn't stop.
I like those things. But here's what I
did. Becoming a religious. Science is bullshit.
Fuck. Always has been. But here's something that archives.
I love the throwaway bold statements.
That's what I'm here for. But you can you can get all the archives of every one of your tweets.
Really?
And I did it a few weeks ago. I reached out to Twitter and they sent me 10,000 tweets, every one of them.
Wow.
And it's by month. By year. So you can go to any one of your tweets and it's all in order. So I went back to some of my first tweets.
Yeah.
When I had like 100 followers.
And it was like your best shit.
And I was like, fuck. This is shit I've never even thought about. And I grabbed one of those tweets that had like one favorite, you know, in 2008. And the tweet was, if you have sex with a blow up doll on an air mattress, does it count as a three-way? And I retweeted it and it got like 200 favorites,
right?
100. And I'm like,
that's like the Tesla of Twitter. Like, he was misunderstood until he was dead.
Yeah. So, and I'm just gonna work, you know, you just start working them all in now.
Genius, because basically you just have this the world's longest, most provable notepad.
Yeah.
And the best thing about Twitter, one of the reasons I do everything on Twitter when I think it, is so when some alternative comic
it's a time stamp.
When they say, because I did a thing in a special that isn't out yet either, a fucking year later, and I saw someone on Twitter, like a pretty big Twitter guy, like 3 months ago do the same joke, and I know he didn't steal it, but I just hope that that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people be like, yeah, man, I just tweeted that. I'm like, yeah, if you see it on TV, it means I've been working on it for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, what are you, fucking Twitter hero?
Yeah, I tweeted this. I tweeted it in 2009.
Yeah, Shakespeare tweeted it. Yeah. Like, these things aren't new.
It's all overlap. It's all how we personalize it.
It is. It's how you connect it. That's the whole thing. You're a connector. You're fucking FedEx.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Good point.
We're connectors. We're master communicators.
We have our moments.
Sometimes I'm the worst communicator on the planet.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, I was trying to work on a bit about an Adderall guy having an argument with a weed guy, and they both agree, but it's just their communication style is so different. That's basically the country.
I agree with that.
Especially with guns. It's like, I know so many pro-gun guys that would agree with most of the limitations. They just hate how they're being talked to.
It's good when you combine those. I do a joke now, which is real, because I have OCD, but I also have ADD, and I have both equal parts 50-50.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because in the midst of obsessing, I tend to lose interest. So it's a wash.
That's hilarious.
So what starts off is like a standard stocking case suddenly appears like I'm playing hard to get. So ladies, if I'm there and then I'm not, I'll just be back in a couple of hours. I'll be back at your window.
Be like I'm reorganizing all my books based on title alphabetically, and I quit it All's Quiet on the Western Front.
Exactly. Like my new opening joke really happened. And I even tweeted it, and then I realized, oh, this is a joke as is. But a few weeks ago, I drove an hour past my freeway exit, kind of like you did.
Yeah.
Because I want to finish the movie I was watching in the back seat of a Cadillac Escalade.
Are you serious?
In front of me.
That's hilarious.
I went, because I just got locked into the movie. So I learned, I can keep up with traffic, not afraid of tailgate.
Yeah.
Pretty good lip reader.
You would be a phenomenal police officer.
I am.
Detective.
I am right now.
Yeah, you really can just choose that shit.
Sometimes I pretend I'm a cop. I know it's against the law. That's just because I'm a good cop.
Sometimes a cop has to work outside the law.
Like I'll go up to a girl sometimes, like in a bar, and I'll be like, where were you last night between 4 and 5 a.m.? She's like, God damn it, are you a cop? I'm like, I'll ask the questions.
They'll go with it. I used to pretend I was a bouncer. I used to just ask people for the ID, and they'd always show me.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't
they? I'd
be
like, IDs, and they'd all just show me. And I'm like, Jesus, we're fucked. Like, humans will just do whatever they're told.
When you're tall and you have a good tone,
yeah,
you're
like, IDs.
You can get them to do anything.
Yeah, if you're like mean, it's a little weird, but it's just like, IDs, please. They comply. Compliance, man. It's powerful shit.
A lot of cops pull over women and then go ahead and kill them.
What?
Watch, 48 hours happens a lot. I'm not saying all cops, but at least 10 a year.
One thing I will give you is mass shootings is up.
Why wouldn't it be?
But homicides is down.
You can keep saying that.
FBI.org.
FBI.
Do you think FBI is lying?
Yes.
Why would they lie, though?
Because they want people to keep coming to America.
No, they don't.
Just the Muslims.
No, but how would they get away with lying? That's fact checkable. The FBI.
Holy fuck.
So you think Salon.com is more fucking credible than the FBI? No. Huffington Post is op-ed? Is more fucking believable than the FBI.
CIA, FBI is their job to lie.
Well, they'll lie, yo, for sure. But raw data, you can't. You can calculate. One dude on the spectrum in Arkansas could disprove it. Fucking, you just go county to county and add up all the homicides. It's a provable.
This is the side of you that's so naive.
Explain. You don't.
You just did.
What?
It's a bad world.
Well, yeah.
They're all lying.
I know they're lying, but there's certain things that are provable and certain things that aren't provable.
You just have to realize it's all bullshit.
I disagree.
Ask him.
I think that there is a motivation to make people scared when they're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's all fucking lies.
Right, but they're lying the other way. Like, news is lying to make you scared. They're trying to make you think that at any given time someone's going to fucking start shooting everybody.
They just want you off kilter.
Exactly. That's how they sell you Geico.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're buying it right now.
No, I'm the one saying it's not as scary as people think it is.
Ooh, it's scary.
Dude, poor people tweet. I was raised without a fucking TV. Like, that's what, like, lower middle class was. Now lower middle class is like,
but you were,
oh my God, I only have 4 TVs and fucking 3 high tops.
I missed the books. I was raised with just books. I didn't need any TVs.
Totally.
I had a bow and arrow and just targets, killed the neighbors.
That's why crime has went down, because you lost your bow and arrow.
Exactly.
A bow and arrow serial killer.
I will tell you this.
And his partner, and I'm Sancho Panza, and I just have a slingshot. Like,
give me the arrow. Give me the fucking arrow. Put my armor on me, Owen.
I slow him down with slingshots.
Here's how I knew I was special.
Another great hour title. Here's how I knew I was special. Kirk Fox, when I was special.
When I was 7 years old, I found a box of 22 caliber shells, bullets.
Yeah.
And there was a tire, a railroad iron, and I still have it.
Yeah.
And I took each bullet with a hammer and just hit every bullet.
Did they fire?
Yeah, they fired. I probably killed fucking five cats, a neighbor. A neighbor was killed by a 22, and no one knows what happened.
Same thing happened to me as a kid, except there were 23 caliber bullets.
Yeah.
Slightly bigger.
Not bad. But I did a
Is
whole
bunch. Is that a true story, though?
Yeah. What the fuck? Would I make that
it's
up?
It's only the Japanese thing. You never lie. Like, you're not a liar.
I don't lie. Why would I need to?
It's the Japanese elevator story threw me off kilter. You're like the news channels.
I told you what happened.
I know. I was just kidding. No, but
a kid was getting beat up, and I saved his life on an elevator. I was just tying it into yours. It wasn't filling with water. I was just giving you a fact. It was filled with people. We got to move on from that.
Coming from a guy with OCD and ADD.
Well, balanced.
So when the bullet shot, did you see where they would hit or they would just fly?
That's a fucking bullet. It went anywhere. You just hit it with a hammer. If you hit a bullet with a hammer, there's no barrel. It's not going straight.
Fuck, man. You could have gotten seriously injured.
I think I have a bullet in me. I have some scars, and fucking, I do not know where they came from.
You have a hard
time
at TSA, and no one knows why.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
They always keep checking your ankles.
No, they do. I think I have a 22 lodged right in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, he really does look like he has a 22 lodged in his ankle.
I do.
Yeah. Like, I legit think you may have a bullet in your leg.
I do. They took an x-ray. There is a 22 in there. Just thought I'd tell you.
I totally believe it.
Why would you not? And yet you died in an elevator saving a 12-year-old kid from...
Yeah, you have me very confused at this point.
That's what I'm here for. We'll be right back.
you
That's
are
why
the,
I had a talk show.
You're the perfect talk show host.
Why would Dr. Phil give me a talk show? A guy who's never had any experience with relationships or anything. We're going to give you a relationship show.
Master's degree, Phil, tried to get me a development deal, but it didn't go. He didn't have a doctorate.
Do you want to hear? That's
I'll fucking take that joke.
Yeah,
I'll take that joke all day long.
Yeah, or we can
master's degree. Fucking
tweet
Phil.
It.
I will right now. Prove it with two faves.
Nice.
Out of 60,000 people, two people will like it, and the rest will fucking hate it.
But here's a great thing. After I had this talk show for, I think 6 months, we're deep into it.
Yeah.
One of the heads of CBS, I'm not going to say the name.
Right.
Called. To invite me to a pool party.
Yep.
And he said, why don't you bring your wife and kids? We're having a pool party. We'd like to talk about the show.
Right.
And I said, I don't have a wife and kids.
Do you know what duct is short for?
I could have said that. And he's like, you don't have a wife and children? I'm like, no, I got a roommate. He's got some kids. Maybe I could... grab his kids. I think he's got them on the weekend.
I can get Hutch from Stallone.
No, Hutch was dead then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he said, how are you hosting a TV show on CBS, a relationship show? And I said, that might be something you need to ask yourself. And then the next day, the show was canceled.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
Jesus.
If you ever have a talk show and the head, one of the heads of CBS says, let me see your wife and kids. Just go rent them. Could be worth $1 million easily.
That's crazy.
But I was done anyway.
Why?
Too loud. I don't want to wear a suit. I didn't get my stash. It wasn't my lane. I don't want to be a talk show host, teleprompter.
I mean, they were screaming in my so ear. Loud that you still, do you still have a ringing in your ear?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy. Why were they yelling so loud?
Passionate.
What would cause the breakups the most? Like, what were the biggest?
Cheating.
And they wouldn't know? Like they'd...
Yeah, because there was lie detector. I'd give them the answer.
Holy fuck.
The whole show was lie detector.
Yeah, I remember it. I just never really put
lie
it
detector,
together.
Lie detector, DNA, drug test. So every show, there was three or four stories each show. And it was an hour show. And each story was resolved with a lie detector test.
But aren't some of those faulty?
Not that I know of.
Interesting.
They're pretty dead on.
Really? I've heard some NPRs say otherwise, but,
yeah,
people lie.
But that's your job.
People lie.
Your job is to doubt.
FBI.org says that
FBI.org isn't even related to the FBI.
It's short for orgasm.
Just so you know, FBI.org is not...
Yeah, they're a .edu.
They have nothing to do with the FBI.
Yeah. Well, I am on the road these days, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not on a fucking CBS show.
Well, sometimes things work out for the underdog.
Yeah, sometimes things work out for the underdog that can serve over 100 miles an hour because he's such an underdog.
142.
That's fucking insane. Yeah, no, he's legit. But you never gave me lessons. You said you were going to teach me.
I'm right here. We got a lot of free time. You're the one on the road. I'm here every day.
I'm going to spend a lot more time here now.
You should.
I know.
You have a kid.
Well, not yet, but I will. But I also have to feed the fucking kid.
Not really.
Yeah.
They'll find a way to eat.
I'll just send him out into the waters of Marina Del Rey and tell him to bring back a seal.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A baby needs to grow up, right?
You will learn real quick if he has that capability.
Yeah.
You'll see if he's a hunter.
I'll go after like 15, 20 kids, I'll realize it's a bad theory.
You don't have to go that deep. You'll know after two. 15 is just you really.
Yeah.
Being a glutton.
Yeah. I'd be a glutton. I'd probably get a new minute of material out of it. I will be at the Comedy Club in Rochester, New York this weekend.
I won't.
That's great, Kirk. So I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then...
Do you still do the piano thing?
The piano thing. You mean the art form I've done subs to? Yeah. So then Sunday I'll be at Pulaski at the Callet Theater. Good tickets because that's my hometown. So hopefully they'll go unless people fucking don't like me anymore. Check out documentary 60minutes7days.com. It's just easy to remember that. You could search on YouTube or Facebook, but that's a pain in the ass. 60minutes7days.com. Subscribe to this, comment on it, rate it, because that shit matters according to fucking iTunes. And I'm not on a CBS show, so these things matter to me. You know, every goddamn retweet. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you got to go with it. You got to believe in what you're selling.
Dude, I do
trust yourself.
God damn it.
Pretend you're selling a Porsche. You don't have to work this hard.
I forgot Stitcher. That's why I derailed.
Okay, sorry.
It had nothing to do with confidence. I was like iTunes and I was like, there's other shit. And then I just said retweet.
Stitcher.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much people don't find things. Like, I know people that I'm very close with. It's like, how do I find you at the Callet? I'm like,
you know why people
Google.com.
But do you know why people aren't finding things?
Why?
They're just not looking.
You think?
I know.
I think people are getting numb because of fucking Siri.
Of course.
Yeah.
No one's looking.
No.
Hey, how do I find...
OCD with ADD.
Hey, I want to find... What? Huh? What am I looking for?
Do you remember how many more stalkers there were in the 80s?
12.
Bro, in high school, I had fucking stalkers. People just like stand around looking at you. Because now you can be satiated with all this fucking input, so no one does anything.
Dude, you just...
So be a fucking human and come out to a show and fucking subscribe.
Stalk in person.
No, don't do that. Don't stalk in person. But support. Because if not, I may have to do something else that I'm not good at, like furniture making.
What's wrong with that?
My brother does that.
Of course
I'm just
he
not
does.
Good at it. I'm not good at it.
I saw the beaver thing he carved.
My brother, I would be the groundsman. I'd just have to haul branches and he'd cut down the trees.
Let me know if you need me.
That's an honest day's work. You get really good boners when you do manual labor.
I know.
Like for real. Like you come home, you're like, yeah.
I did some roofing a few weeks ago. Felt good to be up there.
Yeah, you're just working all day. And then your cock is just like...
Filled
Sweet.
With tar.
Yeah. It just can't wait to have a fucking Bud Light and Pound.
Fuck yeah.
That should be, tar by the way, beer. I want to be sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light and Pound.
Tar and beer. Fuck.
Jesus.
Makes you want to just fuck some mint.
Dude, I'm about to start jerking off right now.
I'm already done. I've been jerking this whole time.
Do you have anything to, you won't be plugging anything, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm on this.
You're so in the moment. I'm so jealous.
So what is this?
This is called Serial.
Okay.
It's a podcast on iTunes.
You can find me there with Owen.
Yeah, I've been falsely accused of murder.
Who hasn't?
A lot of people.
Really? They should get out more.
Do you like the new show, the cop show?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Nice. Yeah, because now the head of CBS can't be upset at you because a cop doesn't have a
He doesn't even remember me.
Really?
Because I have this mustache. He does not know that I was the host of his talk show.
By the way, have you ever seen Alex Trebek wasted on that YouTube clip?
I've never seen any.
Speaking of mustaches, that's the only reason it triggered me. It's the funniest fucking shit I've ever seen.
I'll look into it.
Alex Trebek is
running...
And
this is on YouTube? And what is that?
What is YouTube? It's a lot like a gun or like a 22 bullet on a rail track, but okay. A little different.
Super.
Yeah.
And where can I find that?
It's like near a gun. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine if like someone could only relate to like guns. It's kind of like a gun, except it's a way to view videos.
And you pull the trigger, but you're actually pushing a button. And then when you see it, then you just eat the bullet.
Right. And like, if you like it, it's because a bullet went into your ankle permanently.
And if you comment on it, you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Comment means you're dead. But if you just hit the thumbs up, it means you killed your neighbor.
Super. You didn't know my neighbor. You thanked me.
You could have killed two neighbors.
Well, I checked the numbers.
You actually saved a life.
I checked FBI.org. Only two died that day.
ORG, bro. Dude, should I change my website to ORG? Because it's so fucking legit.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You should do it tonight.
Dude, org is fucking hilarious.
Do you have enough memory on your computer?
Yeah, I do now. I just deleted the whole documentary.
You should.
I had to. I had no space.
No, but I mean offline.
Fuck you, Kirk. That was massively insulting.
Well, that's where I'm here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a longer one of the Hey, what time? Oh, yeah, we just did over an hour. What did we do? 115.
Oh, shit, I was only going to do 114.
Yeah, I had a 23 caliber bullet. It went into my cock.
Nice.
All right, guys, you guys rule. I got nothing else to really... New Year's Eve, I'm doing NIAC, West NIAC, Levity Live. Go to that. And then the Impractical Jokers Cruise in January. The lineup's fucking really good. Go to that if you want to just, you know... High five until your hand bleeds. I love you guys.
Be nice.
Peace.